This is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to the pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and as usual, we'll be taking a trip back to the 80s for the next hour. Just a reminder that if you missed last week's show, you can still stream the archive from the station's website at WMFO.org and following the schedule link at the top of the page. Last week was my celebration of Black History Month, including a tribute to the late Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Part of the show featured my entire 2017 interview with Mary. Unlike last show, however, I have no specific theme lined up for you tonight, just the usual highlights of birthdays or remembering people we've lost over the years. Of course, I've got the 80s hip-hop artist of the week and the 80s hair metal band of the week, as well as tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week. 38 years ago this week, Patty Austin and James Ingram's duet Baby Come to Me reached number one on the US Hot 100 as a re-release after gaining popularity on which US daytime soap opera? And the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question is General Hospital. The single originally reached number 73 on the US Hot 100 in 1982, but after being featured as a love theme for General Hospital character Luke Spencer, the renewed interest in the song was enough to have it re-released. A little bonus trivia for you. Luke Spencer was played by actor Anthony Geary from 1978 to 2015. Geary currently holds the record for most daytime Emmys won. 8 of them, to be precise.
Well, thank you for that. That's a great weight off my mind.
If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPod Radio, where I post the SquidPod 80s trivia question just before the show, as well as other 80s related news throughout the week. And one final note before we start. Although this show is pre-recorded, I am monitoring WMFO's text messaging service live. So if you have any questions, comments, requests, feel free to text me over the course of the show at 781-350-3264. You can also reach out to me at any time by emailing me at squidpodradio@gmail.com.
Second chance, you got to hold on to romance. Don't let it slide. There's a special kind of magic in the air when you find another heart that needs to share.
Baby, come to me. Let me put my arms around you. This was meant to be. And I'm also glad.
To keep you talking on the line, that's how it was.
and all those walks together out in any kind of weather, just because there's a brand new way of looking at your life when you know that love is standing by your side.
roll down the strip. Baby, that's the tip. Don't stop dipping until I quit.
Short set there to start the show tonight. We started with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week with Patty Austin and her duet with James Ingram, Baby Come to Me, from her 1981 release Every Home Should Have One. Todd Anthony Shaw, better known as West Coast rapper Too Short, is the 80s hip-hop artist of the week. We listened to his track Oakland from his 1988 release Life Is Too Short. Starting the next set with a tribute to Bon Scott of AC/DC, who passed away on this day at the age of 33 back in 1980, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Stop! found out for myself. You gotta believe in foolish miracles. It's not how you play the game, it's if you win or lose. You can't choose. Don't confuse. Win or lose, it's up to you.
I can never tell.
Don't stop. Rock to rock, we party. Every time.
moving now. That's right. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to take you home. I just want to party.
Oh, Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Just a quick rundown of what you've been listening to. That last set started with a tribute to Bon Scott of AC/DC, who passed away today in 1980. We heard Rock and Roll Damnation from their 1978 album Power Age. On this day in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne was arrested in San Antonio, Texas, for urinating on the Alamo Cenotaph. Ozzy is the 80s hair metal band of the week, and we heard the first song off of his 1980 debut Blizzard of Oz, I Don't Know. We then heard something from City Speak, particularly their single Rock to Rock from 1983. That's taken from the 2018 compilation Streetwise Records, the complete collection. Streetwise Records was Boston producer Arthur Baker's first label. If you're unfamiliar with Baker, he's famous for his production work with acts like New Order, Bob Dylan, Afrika Bambaataa, and New Edition. Another track from that compilation followed Lolita Holloway's Crash Goes Love. That was originally released in 1984. Speaking of 1984, Simple Minds gave us the Kick Inside of Me from Sparkle in the Rain. In the background, you are listening to Tangerine Dream's Love on a Real Train from the Risky Business soundtrack, another one from 1984. And why not start the next set with a dance hit from 1984? This one from Boston's own Face to Face, only on Songs from the Squid Pod. We'll be right back.
I couldn't believe you stood there. music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
This has been another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Faire, and I hope you enjoyed my look back at the 80s music scene. Be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. when we do it all over again. Boston's own Face to Face started the last set with their top 40 hit from 1984, 10-9-8. That was the dance mix version that we listened to. Roxy Music sang about the same old scene from their 1980 release, Flesh and Blood. And wrapping up the set was a dancey number from Phyllis Nelson. That was I Like You from 1985. We've begun our spring semester schedule, and there's lots of new shows on WMFO that you should check out. You can find more info about them and the rest of what WMFO has to offer by visiting the station's website at WMFO.org and clicking the schedule link at the top of the page. Stick around for the very funky Midnight Matcha hosted by Atabay. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Since we've been broadcasting remotely, I've been able to go to the bottom of the hour because no one was on after me. When two remote shows butt each other and automated messages played letting you, the listener, know that the show is pre-recorded. Since there's no real FCC rule about this, hopefully we can do away with it. But in the meantime, I'll let Aphex Twin's We Are the Music Makers play out. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe, and remember, keep wearing those masks. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.